I'm going to say something bold today, my friends. Are you ready? I'll take that as a yes. Love at first sight doesn't exist. And I can practically hear half of you agreeing and half of you protesting. So allow me to explain, because this is an important topic, and I'd even say that it's a problem. And you know me, always looking for trouble. But only because I want to help mitigate the trouble. Although I know that makes me an easy scapegoat most of the time. It's still worth it if it helps the 0.7% of people who hear me say it. But it's true. Love at first sight doesn't exist. And it's not even rare. It just doesn't exist at all. And you know how I'm always saying that there are always exceptions. Not this time. There are zero exceptions to this. So, how could I possibly know what someone else is feeling? That'll be the typical question that I get when I say this, right? And the answer is, I don't. I don't know what you're feeling. I certainly don't know what you're feeling better than you do. You know how you feel better than anyone. So I will let you put me right into my place for the mere suggestion. You know how you feel. So that's not what I'm claiming here. That's not what I'm claiming here. And frankly, what I am claiming isn't even mine to claim. It's just reality. It's not even my opinion. It's objective. It's philosophy. You can't outrun this. So are you annoyed yet? Maybe even confused a little bit. Well, that's okay. It's okay if you are. Because hopefully it won't be for long. But amongst all of that annoyance and confusion, there must be a little bit of curiosity as well. And I'm kind of banking on that. But I want to talk about this with you guys today because it can be very dangerous to believe in love at first sight. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. Although I do love a good dramatic line once in a while. I'm not just saying this for effect. It is dangerous to believe in love at first sight. And so I want you lovely, self-improving people out there to understand why, so that you can avoid the wrong people and avoid the wrong relationships and maybe even avoid abuse. So hang in there. We're going for a ride today on the Your Honest Health Podcast. This is episode 51, The Difference Between Love and Lust. And my name is Justin Seaman from yourhonesthealth.com and from Instagram at Justin Seaman Health, and from YouTube, Justin Seaman Health as well. And anywhere else you may encounter me, you can just call me Justin. Either that or super awesome, amazing guy. Whatever you're more comfortable with. So first things first. What do we have to do, my friends? What do we have to do when we're talking objectively, at least in part? We got to start with definitions. Definitions. Otherwise, we can end up arguing about two different things, even though the words we're using are the same, right? And that is one exhausting way to have a conversation. So let's try to avoid that. And let's start by defining the word of the day. Love. What is love? What is love, baby? Don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more. Such a great song. And who do you think that guy was? Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duckman, I swear to God. If you get that reference, then you're my kind of person. But if you don't, that's okay, I still appreciate you. But anyway, let's come back to the topic. What is love? What is love? Love is a feeling based on actions, right? It is a feeling that we get when someone else treats us virtuously. That is love. It is not magic. It is not whatever you want it to be. It is not unexplainable. It is not abuse. And you cannot love someone who abuses you. And that might trigger some of you out there. That's okay. It's okay to feel your feelings. But you need to hear this. Love is not pain. Love is not a struggle. No. Love is not a word that has no meaning. It's not a fairy tale. Love is how we feel when another human being treats us with respect, honesty, curiosity, support, and reciprocity. That is when we start to feel love for someone. It's not the same thing as a mere attachment. It's not the same thing as a trauma bond. And it's not the same thing as lust. Love is virtue-created emotion. Virtue-created emotion. That's love, baby. That's love. And we define it as such, first of all, because we're human, and we have language. But second of all, we define love this way, so that manipulative people cannot trick you into thinking that they love you when they don't. Because if love has no definition, then when someone says they love you, you can't dispute it. Because it's just magic, right? I can't explain it. I just love you. But if someone is mistreating you regularly, like if they yell at you, if they hit you, if they ignore you, if they belittle you, if they berate you, if they guilt you, then as controversial as it is to say, even though it shouldn't be, they don't love you. Not if they treat you that way. And please understand, that doesn't mean that you can't develop feelings for someone. I don't know what your feelings are. But love will not produce anxiety or anger or sadness or guilt. Love has nothing to do with those feelings. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to experience any sadness or anger or anxiety in a relationship with someone. No relationship is perfect, and there are going to be times when you feel angry or sad. That's okay. But it's not love causing those feelings. That's the point that I'm making. Maybe it's something from your past being brought to the surface by a triggering experience with someone. Or maybe it's the person causing it directly. But love itself does not cause anxiety or anger or sadness or guilt. And of course, there is more to a relationship than just the love that you have with someone, because you're both human beings, aren't you? So there's also your preferences and your opinions, your boundaries, your desires. You're both individuals who have individual personalities. And that means sometimes you're going to have to negotiate with each other. Respectfully, of course. Compromise. Compromise. It's a big word in a mature relationship. But you do all that stuff. Maybe partly because you enjoy each other's company. But mostly you do it because you have love, or at least you have some of the virtue that creates love. So you negotiate and you compromise because it's worth it to have each other. Love makes everything worth it. If it's real. If you actually have it. and you're not just pretending that you do. And believe me, you will know if you have it, because you feel a specific way when you're with someone, and when you think about them, too. And that is because real love produces happiness and trust. Oh, there's an interesting word. Trust. You can't have love without trust. And what do you need in order to have trust? What do you need in order to have trust? Time. Right? You need time in order to trust someone. In order to trust someone, you need to verify someone's integrity over time. Or, put another way, you need to make sure someone is consistently honest. Right? Like, it's not enough to trust someone just because they say they're honest. You need to see it in action. You need to see their honesty in action on a regular basis. You need proof. See, our actions are what give our words meaning. It is not enough to claim to be something. In order to be something, we must be the thing that which we are claiming to be. So, for example, I could say to you that I like eating apples, okay? But if you never see me eating apples, then it is reasonable to question whether or not I like apples, right? But you also need to see me eating apples more than just once or twice. You need to see a pattern. So maybe I eat an apple on Wednesday, and then again on Sunday, and then the following Sunday, and then Tuesday, and then Friday, week to week, on a recurring, consistent basis. I gotta be eating those apples for you to truly trust my word, right? Otherwise, it's just something that I said to you. And why might someone tell you something that isn't true? Well, of course it depends. But probably to manipulate you. To convince you that they are something that they're not, in order to use you for something. Not necessarily, but maybe. Because lies are not always done with malice, but they are sometimes. But even if they're not, the lying in and of itself is still a problem. Why? Because you can't trust them. Of course, right? The claim is the words, and the actions are the truth. And their actions will give birth to the feelings that you have for them. And if someone lies to you, then you cannot trust them. Which also means, drumroll please, you can't love them either. And again, that doesn't mean you don't have any feelings, but it's not love. And it is so, so important that we understand that, and that we make the distinction between love and attachment. The distinction between love and codependency. Because without our beautiful, clear definition of love, we risk conflating attachment or codependency with love. We think, this person who I am in a codependent relationship with is a person that I love. And since love has no definition, it's easy to get confused, right? And that's why I'm here. But more importantly, that's why philosophy is here. I'm just one of its messengers. Okay, so let's move on to lust. What is lust? Well, first of all, lust is not evil. It's not inherently wrong or bad to have lust. And I've made the argument before that lust is actually vital for the continuation of our species. I mean, can you imagine a world without lust? It's almost as bad as a world with only lust. But either way, that's a society that's collapsing pretty quickly, right? But lust in and of itself is not bad. It only becomes a problem when we lust after the wrong person. And then we attach to them emotionally. And then we convince ourselves that the lust and the emotional attachment is love. See, this is what gets us into trouble. We get this attachment, and it's the addition of the attachment that we confuse for love. But it's really just lust and unresolved trauma. When you love someone truly, you have honesty and respect and support and reciprocity. But when you have lust, you just have physical attraction. And that physical attraction can occur for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's simply because the person is beautiful or handsome. Or maybe it's because they behave in a certain way that you find attractive. But whether it's healthy behavior or not, lust in and of itself is just the physical desire that you have to jump someone's bones, right? How's that for a definition? But that's what it is. And you can have lust after you just meet someone for the first time. You can have a great chat. You can have a fun time meeting them. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But it's still just lust at that point. And again, it might not be bad. It might be good. And maybe that lust that you have will eventually be accompanied by love in the future. If you continue to spend time together and get to know each other and treat each other with respect and honesty and support. Maybe, but it might not. It might not. And this is why self-knowledge is so valuable. Because if you don't know why you are the way you are, and if you don't know why you feel the way you feel, if you don't understand how your past has influenced who you are today, then you are liable to lust after someone who isn't right for you. You are liable to lust after someone who doesn't treat you right. And you are liable to develop an attachment to that person, despite potentially being mistreated by them. Or perhaps partially because of the mistreatment, right? If the mistreatment is similar behavior to how your parents treated you when you were a child. Because maybe you've grown comfortable with certain kinds of mistreatment, and you have unconsciously normalized it in your life. See, without self-knowledge, you're likely to pretend that you feel love for someone, even if you actually feel anxious or stressed. And you might displace the desire that you have for real love with lust. But you'll still call it love. That is, until you listen to this podcast and finally see the light. So do you see the light now, my friends? lust at first sight. That exists. You better believe that exists. And it's a good thing it does. And it's what you feel when you first meet someone. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. Whereas love is a feeling that develops over time as a result of consistent virtue. And if you have that initial lust without the virtue, then what you can end up with is an unhealthy attachment that you might refer to as love. And then you also say things like, baby, it hurts to love you. But it doesn't. Because love is not pain. You might say, I love you, but I also hate you at the same time. And let me tell you, that feeling can easily happen if you have confused love with half a cup of trauma bond and a quarter cup of lust. It's a dangerous place to be. So go ahead and lust, my friends. Have lust. And feel no shame for it. But know thyself first. Know thyself first. Because if you do know yourself well enough, then lust can lead you down a path of happiness and fulfillment for the rest of your life. But if you see your reflection in the mirror and you think, who the heck is that? Well, maybe put those physical urges on hold for a while and focus on yourself. Because it's not a joke. And I like to joke. But what I'm about to say is as serious as it comes. If you attach to the wrong person, and then you marry them, and you have children with them, that will be the biggest mistake of your life. And you will regret it. And it doesn't mean that your life is over if that's something you've already done, because you can always improve. But let's be honest. There are some things in life that you just can't undo, right? And today, this podcast is aimed at those of you who still haven't made those big life decisions yet. Because maybe you're with the wrong person right now. But maybe you don't have kids with them yet. And if that's the case for you, then you can still choose a better life. And look, I don't know if that's you right now. I don't know. Because this is just a podcast. And it's not an individual consultation. Although I do offer that on my website, yourhonesthealth.com. But more importantly, you know the truth about how you feel. And it is up to you to be honest about that. And then to make the adult decision for your own life. But that journey, and it is a journey, it almost always starts with being honest to yourself about your childhood experience. Why do you become attached to the wrong people? Because there's a reason for it. And I've talked about that many times before. So feel free to skim through the Your Honest Health playlist to find the episodes that are relevant to you. And you can also get my 10-step video guide to heal your trauma if you want a detailed step-by-step course that will help you process your past and those pesky little feelings under the surface so that you can either improve your current relationships or find better ones. You can get that on my website, yourhonesthealth.com, anytime. So what is the difference, my friends, between love and lust? Lust is temporary, although potentially recurring, while love is constant, consistent, and always recurring. Lust can lead to love, but not always, because lust can also lead to misery without self-knowledge and virtue. So I guess the question of the day is this. Who are you? And who do you want to be? Are you honest? That's the big question. Right now in your life, are you honest? Because for most of you, the answer is no, right now. Or at least not as honest as you want to be or could be. But in order to truly become honest, really honest, the way you were born honest, then you have to be honest about the fact that you're not honest now, right? And that's not easy to do. But another question follows, and this is just as important. Do you want to be honest? Do you want to be reliable? Do you want to be supportive? Because even if you have some things to improve on, and we all do, I know I do. But regardless, we can always find ways to improve. So even if you're not honest now, or not as honest as you could be, this very moment is an opportunity to change that. Maybe this minute on the clock right now is the beginning for you to start being more honest. And it starts with yourself. It always starts with yourself. The truth about your relationships. The truth about your feelings. So as I end this episode, I will leave you with a question to get you started. Think of the most important relationship that you have in your life right now. Can you do that? What's the most important relationship you have in your life right now? And then you can do this with all of your relationships eventually, but start with the one that comes to your mind first. Think of that relationship. And then ask yourself this question. Speak the words aloud. How do I really feel? All right, thank you guys for being here with me today. I appreciate you all so much. Please do not forget to follow the Your Honest Health podcast and follow me on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health. And have yourself a wonderful rest of the week. And I'll see you again next Monday morning. Till then, take care. And thanks for listening.